Consider which word best fits this sentence. Fearing liability, Jamie decided not to copy the essay. She did not wish to infringe on someone else's A, time, B, potato, C, liability, D, friction, E, copyright. The correct answer, E, copyright. If that question reminds you of a certain standardized test you took at some point in your life, I assure you that any similarity to a particular question on that test is completely coincidental. Like Jamie, I fear beating off a copyright claim. To find out what I mean about copyright, one turns to another standardized test that brings chills to some, the multi-state part of the bar examination, one part of the test lawyers take to become licensed to practice law. This time I'll give you the answer straight away. Copyright means, in simplistic terms, when someone creates something, that someone has the exclusive right to reproduce it, to distribute it, to perform it. You get the idea. Exclusive right means that if someone else reproduces it, distributes it, performs it, they could be violating copyright law. That definition is relevant to the SAT, the ACT, the MPRE, and basically the entire alphabet soup of standardized tests. Not only is the entire test itself copyrighted, each individual question has its very own copyright. The copyright extends not simply to the order and arrangement of the questions, one court explained, but also to the questions themselves. Copyright law, other courts have written, protects the creative heart of the questions. This is relevant of late because the creator of the SAT has sued an SAT test preparation company, arguing that the test prep company used actual or close to actual SAT questions in materials it offered to its students. The test prep company has filed a counterclaim, and now both parties have apparently agreed to keep mum on the dueling lawsuits. If this is indeed a copyright case, it'll be something courts have seen before. If you've ever taken a test prep course, you're probably not surprised to hear that. After all, part of preparing for a standardized test is practice using questions that are similar to those that will be asked on test day. As long as the test prep company uses released questions, it'll be okay. If not, the trouble with copyright law is that similar questions can't be too similar to unreleased questions. Leave it to the courts to decide where that line is drawn. Take this example. It's very close when the SAT test asks what reprobate means, and the test prep company asks the same thing, but switches the one-word definitions around a bit. And just like in that case, courts have favored the test creators over the test prep company, at least preliminarily, in every reported case I've read. There's a lot of money involved. The creators of the multi-state bar exam, for example, told a court that it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to create each 200-question test. So one court awarded the testing company nearly $12 million in lost profits. Public policy also enters into the equation. Colleges and universities all over the country rely on the test scores to make admissions decisions. Unfair early access means an unfair advantage, and the test would lose its credibility with schools. Which brings us to the hearing comprehension part of the test. What did the author suggest in her essay on copyright? If you answered B, to watch your words if you own a test prep company, you get full credit. I'm Amy Guida.